welcome to our little time of devotion here this morning. I'm looking in Psalm chapter 62 and verse number 5 that says, "Wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him." As we go through these troublesome days, that's a good prayer to make. I'm going to wait only on God because my expectation is from him. On January the 1st, as we entered into a new year here in 2020, I wondered, what does this year have to hold? Well, it's a year with some troublesome times, and now I wake up in the morning, I don't say, what does this year have to hold? I say, what does this day have to hold? What's going to happen today? One thing I have learned through the years, that whatever it may be, he is able to deliver thee.
'Tis the grandest theme through the ages rung, 'tis the grandest theme for a mortal tongue, 'tis the grandest theme that the world e'er sung. Our God is able to deliver thee, he is able to deliver thee, he is able to deliver thee. Though by sin oppressed, go to him for rest. Our God is able to deliver thee. 'Tis the grandest theme in the earth or main, 'tis the grandest theme for a mortal strain, 'tis the grandest theme, tell the world again. Our God is able to deliver thee. Is the grandest theme, let the tidings roll to the guilty heart, to the sinful soul. Look to God in faith, he will make thee whole. Our God is able to deliver thee, he is able to deliver thee, he is able to deliver thee. Though by sin oppressed, go to him for rest. Our God is able to deliver thee.
Way back in Daniel chapter 3, there's a story of Nebuchadnezzar, the king who thought he was more important than he really was. A lot of people like that today. He made an image. He said, everybody's going to have to bow down to my image. And he sent out a herald to cry aloud and say, if you don't listen when the sound of music comes, if you don't bow down, what's going to happen? He said in verse number 6, whoso falleth not down and worshipeth shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Well, verse 12 says there are certain Jews, and they didn't bow down. And so they came to the king, and they said, King, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego have not regarded thy law. They're not going to serve your gods or worship the golden image, and they're not bowing down. Well, verse 13 says that Nebuchadnezzar was in a rage, and he commanded them to be brought before him. And he said, is this true? And they said, yeah, it's true. Well, now he said, look, I'm going to give you another opportunity. Verse 15. Now, if ye be ready, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, and all those other instruments here, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship me, then that's great. But if you don't, we're going to throw you in the furnace. Verse 10 says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we're not careful to answer thee in this manner. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, I like those three little words, maybe he doesn't want to deliver us. Maybe he's going to get barbecued in there. Either way, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace seven times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the furnace. Well, we know those men that bound them and threw them in the furnace, they burned up. But a little while later, King Nebuchadnezzar says, did we not cast three men bound in the midst of the fire? And they said, yeah, three. He said, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like unto the Son of God. Well, then those three men, they came marching out of there. They're probably singing this song, our God is able to deliver us. Then the king, it says in verse 30, promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. He is able to deliver thee. He's able. He not only has the power to do it, he has the desire to do it. To deliver us is to rescue us from whatever circumstances are going on. In Daniel 3:17, it was the furnace. In Daniel 6:20, it was Daniel himself in the den of lions. In Psalm 2, in verse 12, he said, I can deliver you from the evil man. And in verse 16, from the strange woman. Paul said in 2 Timothy 3:11 that he endured persecution because the Lord delivered him. Here's a prayer. Let's make it our prayer. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. Let us hold fast to the profession of our faith, for he is faithful that promised. Again, Psalm chapter 62, verse number 5. My soul, that is the mind, the will, and the emotions. Here's the psalmist's prayer. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved.
'Tis the grandest theme through the ages rung. 'Tis the grandest theme for a mortal tongue. 'Tis the grandest theme that the world e'er sung. Our God is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. Though by sin oppressed, go to him for rest. Our God is able to deliver thee. 'Tis the grandest theme in the earth or main. 'Tis the grandest theme for a mortal strain. 'Tis the grandest theme, tell the world again, our God is able to deliver thee. Is the grandest theme, let the tidings roll to the guilty heart, to the sinful soul. Look to God in faith, he will make thee whole. Our God is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. Though by sin oppressed, go to him for rest. Our God is able to deliver.